have the chance now to hear the thoughts of one of my favorite ladies in all of this world. This is one of the sweetest ladies on the face of this earth. Her life's not been easy, but you know, if it'd been me, I'd be boo-hooing a lot of things that's happened in her life, but she just keeps this sweet look on her face and a sweet little smile, and she just keeps walking around being a wonderful example of love. And the only thing that I have to work with her to get her to shout out a little bit, she talks very soft. She's very soft and gentle, and so she talks very soft and gentle. But there's not many of you here that don't know her and already love her like I do. Well, maybe you don't love her as much as I do. But just about everybody here already knows her and loves her. And she's one, again, I'm so thankful she's going to share her thoughts with us, and that is our Barbara Schaefer.
I'm really nervous tonight. I don't know why.
No pressure.
We're all sending you love.
Do what?
Oh, but
maybe that was it.
That was a great choice.
Thank you. Thanks.
Honey, get somebody like Richard and shout at him, and that way you'll have your
okay, Richard. Okay. Okay. I'd like to start my talk with two Bible verses that are special to me. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. And my second verse is, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful, it is not arrogant or rude, love does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. As always when I'm going to speak, I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? And I started looking for books that I've read and found some with similar topics. Such as Don Miguel Ruiz's The Four Agreements, The Power of Four, written about Chief Crazy Horse, The Five Tibetans. It just goes on and on. So I came across an article about Marianne Williamson, she's known for A Course in Miracles, and I felt that this was my talk. Her message that has touched millions is that love is our natural state, and that each of us has a gift to offer that will recreate the world. She wrote a book entitled Return to Love, in which she tells of the spiritual crisis that set her life on the path of personal transformation. A number of things happened in her life, and she turned away from faith in God. She was desperately searching, and with no sense of identity or purpose, she felt as if she were dying inside. In 1977, she visited a friend in New York and happened upon a blue book with gold lettering, A Course in Miracles. She discovered the spiritual teaching that would eventually become her path out of pain. It also formed the foundation for her life's work. She says, there is an innate impulse to evolve. We need to claim a power beyond us. That power is love. When we are healed by love, we become a conduit of the flow of illumination. This offers the possibility of real change. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are activated. We will recognize and connect with that part of us that is unbreakable, the Holy Spirit. There is no limitation to what we can do when we allow God to be in charge in our lives. My whole life, I've been close to God. I've been holding his hand and hanging on forever, it seems like. However, when I was about 30 years old, I could feel that something was missing in my life, and I didn't know what it was, but it was there. I talked with some of my friends, and we were all having that same feeling. I've spoken here before about a little foster baby that we tried to adopt, that we were taking care of. We attempted to adopt him, and just before the adoption process completed, his mother came back. In desperation, I searched my Bible for answers. While searching one day, I had a warm feeling come over me, and the word no popped in my mind, so suddenly that I thought someone was in the room. This little boy was returned to his mother shortly after that, and that was the last time we saw him. I believe that my life was definitely evolving at that point. I later had some other incidents where I felt the Holy Spirit touch me. The gifts of the Holy Spirit were definitely activated, and that's what I had been seeking. Through the spiritual teachings based on A Course in Miracles, Marianne offers a way to replace fear with love and to become miracle workers in the world. A miracle is based on three principles. The first principle is forgiveness. We need to look at who we have not forgiven, who we are blaming or holding at fault. We need to ask ourselves the question, who am I not forgiving? Then we need to see the situation differently by placing the person in the hands of God and asking to be freed of any unloving thoughts. We change ourselves so that our situation will change. Several years ago, I came to a point that I needed to forgive someone in my family, my stepmother. She became my stepmother when I was 4 years old. I had always felt that I was in her way. I was a nuisance. As the years progressed, there were good times and a lot of bad times. My father made his transition in 1988, and after that, there were a lot of issues concerning the estate. I came to a point that I needed to forgive her, so I wrote to her. She lived in Arizona. And I told her that I forgave her for all the things that I felt she'd done to me, and that I hoped that she would forgive me for the things that she felt I had done to her. That was the most difficult letter I've ever written. I never got a response regarding the letter. So I put her on my God shelf, as Millie teaches us. And I forgave her again, and I sent her love. That was a really big step in my life. The second principle of a miracle is release. We release by becoming willing to consider the possibility that the past is over. We ask for a miracle. The way we ask is through prayer, since prayer is a conduit for a miracle. No matter what our need for healing involves, healing is possible. Marianne says, remember who you are, a child of God. Look at the problem, but deny its power over you. Let go of your story. The third principle is atonement. Marianne says to remember that you are not bad, you are wounded. You have to look at where you need to change. Look at where you were in the wrong. Were you harsh, irresponsible, unforgiving? Then atone for your error. This means changing the behavior that was hurtful. Ask God to show you how you can be better. Ask God to make you the person you were meant to be. Love replaces fear when there is forgiveness, release of the past, and atonement. The only way to be happy is to serve God. God is love. Ask yourself, how may I be lifted up to the greatest, highest expression of my divine truth? To serve God is to act in loving ways to all sentient beings. Pray every morning. Take responsibility. Ask yourself what you're called to do. Let the human self be in service to the higher self. Let us dream of peace, then act. Love has cosmic support. The power of God is so great as to make all things right. God is all we need. Extend your perception to the truth of eternal being within each person. As you live in this way, in service to the one, God, your life becomes a source of light and healing in the world. That's it. I have a reading from White Eagle. I have a little book of his meditations. And White Eagle is Millie's Indian guide. Yeah. So this is called The Angel of Peace. Beloved children, we ask you to see the power of the Eternal Spirit working throughout your lives. Think in terms of the smoothness of the power of God at work in your lives, in your health, in your affairs. All things are working together for good. Be calm and patient. Do your best within your own capacity and see this beautiful power of love, the love of a father for his children, working through your affairs. Whatever's placed before you in the form of tests, go calmly through and all will be well. You are on a path of ever unfolding light and beauty and happiness. Be thankful always. Be thankful to God, to the elder brethren for their loving care of you. Out of darkness and chaos comes light. We would like you to feel this inexhaustible flow of spiritual healing, spiritual power to evolve all earthly things in a most perfect form. You have nothing to be afraid of because all your needs are supplied and all is well. Live in the consciousness of the light and know that all is progressing towards perfection. You could save yourself so much pain, so much anxiety, if you would always seek for help at the spiritual level. Don't look to the material world for the guidance and direction you need, but seek always the spiritual contact. Seek the place of inner peace and stillness, and cultivate in yourselves a certainty of the power of God's love. Your Heavenly Father loves you and has given his angels charge over you to care for you in all your ways. When you really know this deep within, you will be at peace. Before I end my talk tonight, I'd like to ask each of you to pray for my daughter, Debbie, on Monday, August 8th. She's 56 years old. The last 10 years, she has worked full-time and gone to college. She recently received her Bachelor of Science degree in education. She got a job right away and will begin teaching kindergarten on Monday, August 8th. So please surround her with your love and prayers on Monday because she's worked so hard. Thank you very much, and thank you for giving me this time. Thank you.